There are things happening around the world that make us feel helpless, but we are never without recourse. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Alarming events in Malaysia are raising concern about Christians in the country, so it's time to step up to the plate of advocacy. And at any point in life, we might wonder if what we're spending our time on is meaningful. Well, if that's you, stay tuned because we've got a story you might just be interested in. But we're going to start in Asia, where it took just 40 seconds to snatch a Malaysian pastor off the streets in broad daylight a month ago. And since it happened, there's been little progress resolving Pastor Raymond Koh's disappearance or the ones preceding his. Open Doors' David Curry says the government's in trouble on religious freedom issues.
There's always been radical elements within Malaysia that are battling for control, not only through the courts, but through other means. And these kidnappings of key Christian leaders have popped up as one method.
And the silence encourages the wrong element.
What it means is that some of the extremists believe that this is a method in which you can take out key influential leaders in the Christian world and no one is going to raise a stink about it. Certainly within the government, they're not responsive.
Because they're living out the hope of Christ and people are responding, guys like Raymond Koh are targets.
You have these reports that have been coming out of Malaysia about re-education camps. It almost sound like, you know, Second World War, very strange sort of things. Then you have these kidnappings that go unresponded to. And when criminals aren't punished, you're going to get more snatchings like this.
So would you pray with us for his release and that ultimately God's name would be glorified? Next, Christians in Kenya are often targets of persecution. On the World Watch List, Kenya ranks at number 18 for high Christian persecution levels. But Biblica has recently been in touch with a Muslim background believer in Kenya, whom we're calling Michael, with a specific missional calling. We'll let Lydia Munaini with Biblica share Michael's story.
He had a passion for distributing Bible to Muslims so that they can know the Word of God, they can know the real Jesus. So Michael was so excited when he got to learn that we have Bibles that we can give to support his evangelistic mission. And so he picked some and he started distributing it with the small groups and friends that he's been trying to reach out to. And in the process, we have had people coming to know the Lord through Michael's work.
Witnessing to Muslims isn't easy since they know it could cost them everything, including their lives, if they convert to Christianity. But somehow the gospel is worth it.
So our prayer is that somehow God would continue giving us those opportunities to be discerning, to know when somebody is seeking, to be able to reach out to them, that God would also bring us workers like Michael.
So pray alongside Biblica this week for the growing church body in Kenya. And finally, even if we can answer the age-old question, what's the meaning of life, we might still struggle to pin down our own individual purpose within that meaning. And that's the topic that Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is delving into with a devotional called Searching for Significance. It's a free guide to help believers discover God's plan for their life. Scott Everhart of Wycliffe says,
one of the things that we saw as a theme really across entire U.S. culture is searching for significance, meaning, purpose in our lives. It could be at any stage, you know, whether it's graduating college, whether it's, you know, in midlife, or whether it's, you know, at retirement or beyond.
And the truth is, sometimes we can get so caught up in our own life goals and dreams that we forget to listen to God's will for our lives. Everhart says, part of the problem is this.
We've got these statistics that have come out recently that, you know, the average American household has, you know, four copies of Scripture on their bookshelf, and they usually read them one time a month or less. And so what we're trying to do with this devotional is, at its very minimum, is to get people more engaged with Scripture.
So if you're at a point in life where you're feeling kind of lost, or even if you're just looking to get a free devotional to get back into the Bible, head to missionnews.org for the link. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.